Welcome to Inner Gittes Talk Show, where I speak to personalities who knows how to lift our mental, physical, and spiritual energy to higher levels. Enjoy. So welcome back, and I have the big pleasure of talking to Alicia Grant, and this is part two you're listening to. Alicia is a raw food expert and coach from California, and Alicia, today I would like to ask you more about detox and the raw vegan low-fat lifestyle. So when you started this lifestyle, did you experience any detoxing?
Oh my goodness, I definitely did. When I first switched my diet to raw food in the very beginning, I got so sick. I had the worst sore throat for about 3 long weeks, and I got a really bad cold and flu that lasted just almost as long, and I was really nervous. I thought, oh my goodness, the first thing I thought was, oh no, my diet's not working.
Yeah.
And so many people think that, and it's just the exact opposite. It's that your diet is working brilliantly and suddenly your body can just release all this toxic junk that has been stored there for so long. And I definitely had headaches and blurred vision and so many different things. Like, there's just the type of detoxing you can experience is endless. You know, it's like there's so many different things you can feel. And another big thing that people feel when they switch their diet to even just to vegan, not even necessarily raw, but when you stop eating such a high volume of protein, your muscles tend to feel weak for a short period of time. And often people think, oh my gosh, my muscles don't feel right, I need protein. And they'll either go back to eating some sort of animal product, or they'll power up on some sort of superfood or something that's like really supposed to be high in protein. But it's just your body is balancing out. Your body's getting used to not having this massive dose of protein, and which is actually pretty dangerous, that they're finding now that it's really not healthy to have so much protein. And so, you know, there's so many different things that you can feel. And my biggest thing is that I don't want people to panic or freak out when they start getting a cold, or because it's so natural for your body to use that as a means of getting rid of the waste that's been stored in your body.
And it's quite difficult in the beginning. I mean, I started my journey with a juice fast, like a 10-day mm-hmm. juice fast. And day 3, I felt so sick. Yeah. And I got the worst migraine ever. And I was like throwing up and everything was horrible. And it's very hard not to think, okay, now I can go and eat something, you know, that would clock me up and I would actually feel better. Mm-hmm. But you really have to, you can't get out of a sick body, but you can get through it. That's what I'm always thinking about. There is no way out, but there is a way through.
That's a great point. Yes. And that is the thing that throws people off. You know, they start to feel bad. And yeah, if you go back and eat something bad, you're going to end that detox. You're going to put a stop to it and you're going to feel better, but it's not going to help you in the long term. So if you can just find a way to get through it and rest and drink lots of water and just, you know, if you've got a headache, you know, do cold packs on your head or whatever it is you can do to get through it without suppressing it with medication or other, you know, the bad foods. If you can get through it, you will be so much better when you come out on the other side.
For me, it's actually a lesson in learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Which is a huge lesson for people with migraines in general, because, you know, when you have that migraine going on and it's just there until it's not there anymore, and the more you fight it, the more the migraine fights you. So it's like, okay, this is the reality right now. Something is detoxing and I'm going through it, and no storm lasts forever.
Right.
So it's very much, I find, a mental job. What I also found interesting watching your videos on the Raw Synergy TV, Alicia, is that it's not, detox is not something that only takes place in the beginning, because what I've understood from your videos, you still sometimes go through detox after being on this raw food diet for how many years?
Right. I've been on it over 3 years now, 3.5 years now. And it's definitely a journey. When your body gets to a certain point, it can just start releasing more stuff at a point where it feels like it's ready to let go of things. And that's so important for people to know. It takes 7 years for your body to completely regenerate every cell in your body. So,
okay, that is such an important point, because there are so many detox diets out there, like 3-day juice fasts, and people think, oh, I can clean my kidneys and my liver and my, you know, colon in 3 days. But right. That's just not possible. I heard actually somebody, I don't remember who it was, but he said, okay, it takes 9 months to make a baby. And it takes a certain amount of time to detox. You can't just say, oh, I want to do it in 3 days.
Right.
It's better than nothing. But, I think that the body has its own agenda, and you can't just push it through and say, oh, I'll only give it 3 days.
Exactly. Because one of the big reasons why, if you were to detox your entire body in 3 days, you want to talk about feeling sick? That would be an absolute living hell to go through your body purging every ounce of junk that's in it in 3 days. You would not want to survive. No. Because you would be in so much pain and discomfort from the release of everything all at once. You want to do it in a reasonable amount of time, and you want to let your body do it as it feels ready to do it. You don't want to force it too much. And that's why this diet is so great, because it does allow your body to do its thing on its own terms.
So if you feel sick sometimes, do you not take any medicine?
Yeah. So I allowed my body to do its healing. And if I got a migraine, then I would take something for it. But as time went by, the migraines became less intense and it got better to the point where I didn't need to take medication. And even now, I mean, there are times when I do feel like a little bit of something every once in a while. But it's the pain on a scale of 1 to 10 is like a 2 or a 3, and it's so manageable. It's like it's barely even there. So, there's no reason to take anything. But when you're at like a 10 and you're just dying, you just feel like you can't make it. I'm okay with somebody taking some medication, because sometimes that stress that the headache is putting on your body is actually, that's rough to put your body through that. So as you're, if you're doing all the right things and you're going through a healing process, for me, like I think if people can make it through it without, that's great. But, if you're really suffering, I think taking something is
sometimes
totally
the right
understandable.
Choice. Yeah. Yeah. Great. So Alicia, what are 3 things that you wish you knew when you were beginning this lifestyle that you know now?
Oh my gosh. Well, I will say the biggest thing that I wish that I knew is that everything would be okay. Because you just worry so much about every little detail of what you're doing with your diet. And if everything is, are you getting enough of this nutrition and enough of that? And yeah, there's certain things to be concerned about. You want to make sure you're getting your, vitamin B12. You want to make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin D So, you know, there are certain things, but, you know, overall, I just wish that I knew, you know, I wish I could have looked 3 years into the future and said, wow, you know, I'm doing so great. There's no reason for me to have so much concern about everything.
Wow.
So that would be one thing. Another thing would be, I wish that I knew in the beginning that how much I really needed to eat. You know, I really needed to consume, you know, at least 2,000 calories a day. And I'm sure in the very beginning, I was barely scratching 1,000 calories.
Very important.
Yeah, it's really important to make sure that you're eating enough so that you're getting the right nutrition.
Otherwise, you don't have energy.
Yes, and have energy and be able to function properly and have your weight be balanced. I got really, really skinny in the very beginning. I lost a lot of weight. And once I started eating enough, my weight balanced out perfectly. So that's two things at least. I think those two are the real big ones for me.
And I want to touch on the first answer you gave, because you talked about vitamin B12 and vitamin D. So I would like to hear your opinion about supplements. Are they necessary? Are they healthy? Are they unhealthy? What's your opinion?
I think that for some people they are necessary, especially the vitamin D issue. If you are in a place where you're not getting plenty of sunshine or your lifestyle prevents you from getting out in the sun, that's a real big concern. Vitamin D is so important for so many things, and supplementation can do wonders. Also, if you can, a vitamin D, they have vitamin D sun lamps where you can sit in front of a sun lamp and get your vitamin D that way. And that's another great way of getting it. As far as B12 goes, it's something that's made in our gut with bacteria. And I still don't know a whole lot about it, but I do know that it's a really important vitamin. And my vitamin B12 levels have remained great, but I do supplement twice a week with a natural vitamin B12 sublingual that you spray underneath your tongue. And I just take it just as insurance, just to be sure, because we do have reserves in our body. But at the same time, I think some people are making vitamin B12 and they have no problems and they don't need to supplement. And other people, you know, they're having trouble making it and they do need to supplement. So it's just important to be aware, to make sure that you get tested, get your blood tested and find out where all your levels are at. I like to get a blood test at least once a year to make sure that everything looks good and all my levels are in the right place. So
that's a good idea.
I highly encourage people to do that because you want to know where you're at. You don't want to just be thinking that everything is okay if it's not.
But also, I think it's a myth that vegans, they lack B12, because actually meat eaters, they often lack B12 as well. So it actually doesn't have anything to do with eating meat or not.
Right. It all depends on your body and how your body is making it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't take any spirulina or chlorella or, you know, protein powder or anything like that?
No, not anymore. I did in the very beginning because I thought that I needed it. But no, I don't take any other supplements.
Wow. So actually you get to save some money there as well.
It's a great savings, definitely. Yeah.
I have gone from spending so much money on supplements and to not actually doing any supplements at all, except for B12 and vitamin D, as you talk about as well, because here in Denmark it's quite hard all year long to get enough sunlight.
Right.
So, but it's sometimes so simple, and we like to make health more complicated, I guess.
Yes.
We like the thought of taking something in a powder or a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can, you know, duplicate Mother Nature perfectly.
Exactly.
So do you believe that human beings are like raw raw to begin with? Like, are we naturally raw, or are we meat eaters, or, you know, are there any signs that we are meant to eat raw food?
Well, I, you know, I, because I'm not an expert, I don't know. From what I've read, there, you know, there are signs that point to the direction that we were meant to eat fruit, that we're there. Even Dr. Morris, who's one of my favorite people on YouTube, he talks about the fact that we're not even really herbivores. We're not even really meant to eat greens, which I, you know. I don't have all the answers. I'm not an expert in terms of that, but I find it very interesting. And when you think about, you know, how we came into this world, and the food was there on the trees and provided, we didn't come into this world with stoves or, you know, it took a long time before we discovered fire and things like that, you know. So in the very beginning, I'm imagining that we were just eating fruit off of the trees, and perhaps we were picking greens from the ground. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but it does tend to, in my mind, when I look at our teeth and our digestive systems and how they're so different from a meat eater's, it just seems like it makes a lot of sense that when we came into this world, the food was there on the trees, and that's probably how we nourished ourselves. But again, I can't say for sure.
No. Okay, that's a great answer, and it's a very, actually a humble answer as well, because a lot of people think, oh, I have the right answer, but, you know, none of us really know for sure.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've learned, especially from following, you know, this lifestyle, is that just when you think you know everything, you know absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So
I love the don't know mind. I love that. And yeah, that's actually one thing I love about your videos. You're so gentle, and you push something on somebody else.
Right.
Really, I remember I saw, I think it was a recent video you did with your husband, and you talked about, you know, you didn't push him into this lifestyle. It was like, you can't chase a cat, I think you said, that you have to let the cat come to you when the
right.
cat wants.
That's his favorite analogy. He uses that often because it's so true in life. You really can't push people into doing anything. You can't force anything in life. And if you just sit back and let go, everything falls together. It's that concept. And that's how I feel with people with diet. It's like, you can't tell people what to do or how to eat. They really have to come upon it on their own. I mean, and they can, you can guide them, you can give them the information, and if they choose to use it, then great. But
that's a great tip, actually, for us with a partner, because I guess a lot of times, especially for women, and especially for me, I can only talk for myself, but I have a tendency to, okay, if I've discovered something that works, I really want my husband to do the same.
Right.
And
right.
It doesn't work that way. You cannot force somebody to do it. You just have to be an inspiration instead.
Exactly. And I find that is the best way. It's the quickest way, because when you don't put the pressure on somebody, it allows them to be so open. But the moment you pressure somebody, all of their walls go up and the doors close, and they're like, I don't want to hear anything. Don't tell me anything.
So can you tell us a little bit about how did this start out? You just started eating like 80-10-10, and then what happened with your husband? He was still eating the normal American diet, or...
Well, he had changed quite a bit. He had changed because he had some severe gallbladder issues, and the doctors wanted to remove his gallbladder, and he did not want any part of that. And he was going through a lot of pain. So he decided to change a lot of things with his diet, where he cut out all white flour products. He cut out all sugar, like processed sugars, and all the processed foods. He had done that, but he was still eating chicken and animal products and some other things. You know, he was eating higher fat, lots of nuts. I think
gourmet raw, maybe.
Yeah, he did enjoy the gourmet raw foods, but he wasn't, you know, when he he saw the way that I was eating, he really expected me to just sort of wither away. And he was waiting for the shoe to drop for me to just start having all kinds of problems. And when I didn't, when I started to really thrive and get well and be more vibrant and have more energy, he was like, something's going on here. I, you know, better take a better look at this. And
so your husband, is he 100% raw now?
No, he's not 100% raw. He does eat some cooked food, but he is 100% vegan. He's a strict vegan. And the day that he gave up chicken absolutely blew my mind, because I was just like, really? You really just threw all the chicken away that you just bought? You've really changed your mind here. And he did. He never, ever went back to eating another animal product after that. And now he's so strict, he won't even, if a product has honey in it, he will not even consider it.
Oh my goodness. So he still has potatoes, I remember that he.
Yeah, he does some cooked vegetables, and he'll have a whole grain pasta once in a while. He'll have brown rice, but it's all very clean eating, and he really enjoys it. He doesn't even put a lot of seasonings or anything on his food. He prefers that, you know, no salt. He wants to stay away from the salt. And
that's also interesting, because your taste buds actually change.
They do. Yeah.
I have found I still do potatoes as well. And also living in a cold country, for me, it's just, I need something a little bit more heavy and warm. Maybe I won't forever, but like right now, that's
right.
I don't know if it's my transitioning diet or whatever, but now I enjoy potatoes, and I can just, I boil them and I put them in my Vitamix, and that's it. I don't put salt or anything.
And then, that's great.
And I love it. It's like candy to me. I love it. And it's warm, and it's just my comfort food.
Oh yeah. I think that's great, because that it's a whole food. It's full of nutrition. It's great, you know, and it's fine. It's like some people are so strict. They're like, don't even eat cooked food. That's horrible. And I just think, especially for transitioning, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great way to go.
And it also depends on your circumstances, because in Denmark, it's just harder to get good quality fruit.
Yeah.
America is amazing when it comes to fruit and vegetables. But here it's very expensive, and it's just not that easy to get all these exotic fruits. So I believe for me, it's a lot easier if I can do potatoes and brown rice, and then I can do all kinds of sauces, you know, in my Vitamix blender, from just celery and tomatoes and mangoes and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so important to realize that if you don't have access to great fruit, there are other options and health, you know, very healthy options.
Yeah, for sure. So Alicia, what do you think about fasting and like juice fasting versus water fasting?
I think both are great. I think they both have their benefits. And obviously, if you can do a water fast, an extended, even a short water fast or an extended water fast, the healing that comes from that is going to be so powerful. Mm-hmm. And then if you can't take the time to rest and do what you need to do for a water fast, juice fasting is great, because you can still function throughout your day and, you know, work and do whatever it is you need to do while still really giving your body a break and allowing it some great healing time.
Did you see the movie with Joe Cross called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead?
I haven't seen that yet. That's on my list of documentaries to see.
Oh, you will love it. That was amazing. And he goes on a 60-day juice journey, a juice fast, while he travels through America, and it's just so interesting to see how he inspires people, because he's like you, he doesn't preach, but he just, you know, shares his own experience, and he meets all these people, and they get interested in what he's doing, and you just see some amazing transformation stories. I mean, it's like everybody I have given the movie to, they run out and buy a juice machine.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear what you think about that. I think you're going to love that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure I see that.
Yeah. Do you think there is a link between raw food and like a spiritual connection?
For myself, definitely. I think there is something to that. I've heard from so many people who follow this lifestyle that their spirituality just really opens up and their spiritual connections become so much stronger. It's really fascinating to me. And some people say that there is light and energy codes and things like that in raw food. And I don't know if that's true. It sounds great, but whatever it is, there's definitely something to it because my personal spiritual connection has grown greatly. I mean, you just feel so much more connected to the earth, to animals, to everything. It's amazing how things change when you just start eating such clean, healthy, vibrant food.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I believe that too. So who inspires you from the raw food community?
Gosh, I absolutely adore Anne Osborne. She is a fruitarian. She eats only fruit and has done so for such a long time. And she's raised her kids that way. And I think she's amazing. I think Chris Kendall is another amazing spirit. He is just so full of joy and life. And he's just so fun. I love him. And I think Dr. Robert Morse is amazing. He's been helping people so greatly following a high fruit diet, healing people from all kinds of illnesses. And I think Dr. Doug Graham is fantastic. All of these people are so inspiring.
Dr. Morse has a ton of videos. I watch him all the time.
He is just amazing.
He's so sweet. He has the best intention and the best energy. I just really adore him.
And such great information. He really just lays it all out on the line and makes the whole idea of health so simple. He just really has a great way of sharing the information and making it so simple. I just love that about him.
What I really learned from Dr. Morse was about the lymph system. And he always repeats himself saying, okay, the key is to move the lymph system to get healthy. Can you explain a little bit about why is that so important?
Well, from what I've learned from him, the lymph system is basically your body's kind of inner sewer system. It's where all of the junk that your body doesn't really know what to do with kind of gets thrown into your lymph system, and the lymph system moves really slowly. It's not like your blood, where the blood moves real quickly throughout your body. The lymph system moves really slow, and it's so important to keep it moving, to make sure it's moving, because when it gets stagnant and when it gets full of those toxicities and it doesn't push them out, that's where you start to get pain from inflammation and all sorts of other problems. That's where our migraine headaches come from. And that's where so many other issues come from that lymph system backing up with the toxicities. So it's really important.
Yeah.
Toxicities out.
Yeah. And also I don't know if he talks about it, but a lot of people talk about doing trampoline jump.
Right.
To stimulate. Yeah. So I've started using my daughter's trampoline out in our backyard a lot, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great exercise. I know Dr. Morse mentions that he doesn't really believe too much that helps, but I think it must help because there's just been so many people who promote it for that reason. So it's great exercise. I love rebounding.
Yeah. What do you do for exercise, Alicia?
I love rebounding. I have a fantastic rebounder that I love to get on every day. I love to get outside in nature and walk. I love hiking. I do yoga. I love to dance. So all of that is my exercise routine. Whatever I'm feeling in the moment, that's what I go for.
So you don't have a specific ritual, everyday ritual. You just do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, now I do. I used to have a ritual that I would do with yoga and meditation, and I felt after a while it felt really restrictive, and I just was craving to do, you know, something different every day. So I just like to really follow my heart and go with what I'm feeling in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you passionate about other than raw food?
I am hugely passionate about music. I've been making music for a very long time. I've really been into singing and playing guitar, and I also play ukulele, and I just love music so much, and I'm really into spirituality and the metaphysical, learning about the metaphysical. I love spending time with my family. I'm really passionate about my family and just spending time with them.
Alicia, will you tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is something that I started shortly after starting my raw food journey, just because I was getting so many benefits and I wanted to share it with the world. I wanted people to learn and hear about this diet and how much it was helping, and wanted to convey to people that they don't have to suffer with their problems, that they can take their health in their own hands and make changes and improve their quality of life. And that's pretty much what my YouTube channel is all about, just talking about my personal experiences, how the diet has benefited, how it's benefited me, and how it can help other people if they wish to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this diet is for everybody?
I think that it can be. I really do believe that. I really don't. I know that there are people who have tried it and they felt that they weren't successful with it. And I believe we're all on a different journey. We all have different things to learn in life. So for whatever reason, if it doesn't work out for somebody, you know, maybe they have something else that they need to discover. But I do feel for the most part that it really can be for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a client and she wanted me to ask you if you could do 80-10-10 if you wanted to be pregnant, like while you are pregnant.
Yeah, there are people who have done that. And I know there have been people who do it and are very successful. So I know that it's possible.
Mm-hmm. So are there any downsides to this diet at all?
I haven't found any, except,
no.
You know, for some time in the beginning, it can be hard because your family members and your friends, and when people first hear about it, they just have so many questions and so many fears and concerns about it that it can be tricky trying to relay the information to your loved ones. But once you get past that, it can be just amazing. I haven't really found a downside.
And which you have actually made a very funny video about on your YouTube channel. I love the video you did about where you play two roles.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what that was about. That was so funny. Like how to handle a social situation. How did
right.
you come up with that idea? And just tell our viewers or our listeners what it is.
Yeah, I created a video where I played two parts and tried to convey how to respond to the people in your life who are really concerned and have questions about what you're doing. And I tried to make it light and fun so that people can, you know, not take their own lives too seriously, but at the same time kind of educate them that if you have confidence and you are seeing changes in yourself and your life is improving, you can't, no one can really argue with that when you're doing so well. So
no, that was just such a fun video. I enjoyed that very much, and I love what you're saying about don't take it too seriously, because we shouldn't take anything so seriously. We are supposed to be here to have fun.
Right.
And to love each other and love ourselves. And I also believe that underneath all our food choices need to be a great deal of love. Because if you do this out of fear, you can eat broccoli from now until you die and it will not be healthy.
Right.
But if you're doing it you know, with love, and your intention is driven by the love for your body and the love for your energy and for having energy to make a difference in the world, that's a totally different ball game.
That's such an excellent point, and I agree 100%. Absolutely.
I don't know if you've heard about Anita Morjani.
I have. I love her story.
Is that just not the most awesome story?
Oh, it's amazing. I just thinking about her gives me chills because her story is just so fantastic.
I mean, and what I learned from her, Anita Morjani is this amazing woman from Hong Kong, and she had cancer in her whole body for 4 years. She was in a wheelchair, and she has just written a book called Dying to Be Me, where she shares her near-death experience and how she came back from being dead, and then her cancer was gone within 4 days.
And amazing, because she was covered in tumors and all of her organs had shut down. It's just such an incredible story.
I mean, I am the queen of self-help books and spiritual books. I have read so many books, and this book, it just touched me on such a deep level. And I love her message about, you know, she said, oh, she tried all different kinds of alternative medicine and diets to get rid of her cancer. But underneath it all was so much fear.
Mm-hmm.
She found out being dead that fear is the biggest problem.
Right.
And whenever we do something out of fear, it has that underlying energy. So, you know, if you're eating your vegetables and fruit out of fear of being sick, that's a different energy than eating it out of love for being healthy. And she says, don't focus on your disease. Focus on creating health instead.
Right. So true. What an amazing person she is. So great to have her story and her experience.
I want to share her with the whole world. I mean, and Wayne Dyer, he's actually helping spreading her message, and he's doing an amazing job and putting her on TV and everything. So
right.
That is fantastic.
He's so fantastic as well.
He is, definitely. And speaking about fantastic, who do you think would be fantastic for me to interview the next time, Alicia? Do you have any suggestions?
Oh my goodness. As far as the diet goes?
Yeah.
Oh, there are so many people. well, of course, you know, Anne Osborne and Chris Kendall. I just, like I said, I adore them. And I think they would be both wonderful examples for you. And there's just so many people. I would have to send you a long list of people to interview, because there's so many people who have such amazing stories. Far more amazing than my own. You know, there's just, it's endless. I'll have to send you a list.
Wow. And we all have a story about transformation. And I think your story is as fascinating as, you know, an Anita Morjani story, because it's all about the same. It's about, you know, going from fear to love. That's it.
True. Yeah.
So but you're very brave that you've been going through it and sticking with it, and even in the hard times, because all choices, they have a consequence. And that's, you know, it's always both pleasure and pain, no matter what we choose.
Right, right.
So, Alicia, if somebody wants coaching with you, do you do Skype coaching, or how does that work?
Yeah, I do Skype coaching, email coaching. If you're in Southern California, I do in-person coaching, whatever anybody wants. They can go to my website, which is rawsynergy.com, and there's a page for consulting, and just go to that page.
Great. Well, thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate that you took the time to share your story. And I really hope that everybody out there who has some kind of pain or, you know, lack energy, that please believe that you can go through anything and no storm lasts forever. So, Alicia, you are a great example of health and beauty and vitality.
Oh, Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and for all your kind words. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Energilis Talk Show. I hope your energy was lifted and have an amazing day.